Okay, should we do this? Because I've got fuck me. The Tylers were supposed to arrive today and finish off the job, and they haven't turned up again. I am so fucking fed up. I can't tell you. Hang on, just a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
I've shut one of the dogs in the bathroom. Hold on. Hey, where are you? If you follow me around and I don't know where you are, then I can't be expected to can I? Right, you want to stay there while I do this? Okay, poor old Daisy, mate. All right, where were we? Oh, yes, so fuck 'em. Let's just start this show. Right. Here we go. Very good. Good day to you, whatever time you're listening to this. This is program 269. I kid you not. There are 269 podcasts on the site. I can't believe 269 fucking hours of this shit. I am, by the way, in a fucking bad mood at the moment, and I'll tell you why. I have I won't name them this time, but I'm about to. I have some guys doing some tiling for me in my bathroom. Well, I can't do that sort of stuff. And they just are so fucking useless. They turn up, they do a bit of work, a couple of hours, disappear again. They were supposed to come today, without fail, to finish everything off. Haven't turned up. Now, I know they're either nursing hangovers. I've got all their stuff upstairs, all their equipment they left there. I'm sick of it. Is it, you know, and these are guys who live locally, professionals. They're British. It doesn't happen if you have a Polish builder or a builder from other, they turn up and they do the work. I thought, because everybody moans, oh, we're taking our jobs and all that sort of shit, I thought, okay, these guys are good. You know, they've done some work for friends of mine. I'll employ them. I am getting really, really annoyed. They're very personable young men, very cheery, get on with it, do a good job very quick. But they are so fucking unreliable. What is wrong with people? And I've got the aftermath of a cold that everybody else seems to have had, which isn't putting me in a very good mood. I've also agreed to work on talk radio for the next 8 days in a row, which I enjoy doing, don't get me wrong. But, you know, if I decided not to turn up or was late or whatever, I'd have no job. I'm sick of it. Is this inherent in most British workers? Because people are beginning to tell me it is. Somebody said, well, why did you... There's a really nice firm of guys run by this Polish chap, do a great job. You know, they might cost, this was the interesting thing, they might cost a little more, but not that much more, and they will get the job done in half the time. What is it about the Brits? No answer? Fine, okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year to you, you pillock, as well.
I told you I'd do the tiling for you.
Yeah, but you didn't, did you? You didn't fucking show up.
Well, yeah, I had a good excuse, though.
What was that?
I was too far away.
Oh, yeah. Bloody Wales. Honestly. Oh, gosh, I'm so annoyed. I wanted it finished today. Because then I've got a few other things to do. I could have got them to do it. Oh, just... What I'm going to do is I'm not going to pay the bastards.
Sell all the tools on eBay.
I might do that too. I may well do that.
Or better still, learn how to put tiles up and do it yourself and then set up yourself as a new trade.
I don't want to do that. You see, this is the problem. I'm quite happy doing what I do, insulting the shit out of everybody.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'll get paid for that, and then I'll pay somebody else. It's called the redistribution of wealth, isn't it?
Okay.
If I did it myself, I'd be doing people out of a job, wouldn't I? I'd feel bad about that.
Yeah, but DIY is a big thing. A lot of people do it themselves, you know.
Well, then, jolly good luck to them. That's all I've got to say. I don't want to do... I'd rather... If I have the time, I want to go and shoot my bow and arrow. It'd be far more useful shooting the bow and arrow when the apocalypse comes. Well, Brexit to everybody else.
Well, it'll all sort itself out in the end. I'm sure they'll turn up in the next... Well, hopefully not in the next 5 minutes, because we'd have to stop this, but in an hour's time.
Yeah, well, that's probably what they'll do. They'll turn up in the next 5 minutes. The dogs will go mental. And they'll say, first things they'll say, any choice of a cup of coffee, James?
Oh, you can't start a job without a cup of coffee, can you?
Yeah, you bloody well can. Yeah. And the thing is, they don't actually know what I do for a living, so I'm going to let them know next, because they keep saying, what do you do then? Are you retired, mate? What do you do? You're always around the ass when we... What do you do for a living?
You're always round the house when we pop in. Of course you're always round the house. How are they going to get in? Yeah,
exactly. Well, you know, they expect somebody else to be there. A man at home during the day is unusual, isn't it?
That's a bit sexist.
Hmm. But it is unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, am I right or am I right?
You're right, actually, yes.
I'm right, yeah. It's unusual. Yeah. You know, I was going to say, well, I'm actually on my own now, and then I thought, oh no, it'll just make them dissolve into fits of tears and they'll be upset for me, won't they? So I'm not doing that. And anyway, when they've arrived and I've let them in, I'm usually wearing an apron with a vacuum cleaner in one hand and a duster in the other.
Freddy on the stereo.
Yeah, exactly. A bit of Fat Bottom Girls make the rocking world go round.
Not quite the song I had in my head, but yeah, I'll do.
That is a line from a Queen song. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, fine. Okay, good. So anyway, I've no idea what... somebody suggested to me the other day that I should do a sort of Derek and Clive type of thing. You know, Roger Cook and Dudley Moore had these two characters called Derek and Clive.
Yeah, the horse race is the one I like.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's and all they do is swear.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, and I've never sworn in my life. You know, it was one thing my mother was very keen on. She said, do not fucking swear. It doesn't look good.
Or sound good.
Or even sound good. So I make a point of never using those fucking words. They never come out of my motherfucking mouth.
But strangely, the show is full of beeps.
I thought that was because you like to put in some kind of rhythm to it.
Well, now you say that, there is a rhythm to it, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Does get repetitive.
What gets repetitive?
The beeping.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't put so much in then. Fucking moron. Okay, right. I mean, every time I have the television turned on, that pillock comes on. What's the chef who swears non-stop? I turn it off, it's horrible.
Jamie Oliver.
No, not him. He's the tubby one. No, the other one, who used to be a footballer, but nobody ever heard of him.
Gino DeCampo.
No, no, no. He's the one who's always taking his clothes off and waving his willy about. No, not him.
Gordon Ramsay.
That's the fucker!
When's he on? He's not on anymore, is he?
Yeah, he's always on. He's on with Gino. I'm swinging my willy around, taking my clothes off, because I think everybody fancies me DeCampo. And that rather nice but quiet and fairly reserved Frenchman called Fred.
Oh, I like Fred.
Yeah, and they're travelling around France, Italy, and somewhere else.
Oh, the Top Gear ripoff.
It is a bit of a Top Gear ripoff. And they're all doing it now, aren't they? Because Bradley Walsh and his son are going off in a... This is the thing, you know, get a couple of people to go off in a camper van.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne did it with his son and daughter.
Yeah. Why don't you and I do it?
And Ash, yeah, three of us, yeah.
Hmm. I'd like to do that remake they did with Dara O'Brien or whatever it was, Three Men in a Boat. I'd say what we could do, three of us could, what we could do, well, me and Ash could do, I'm not sure if you get away with it, we could visit the red light districts of all the major cities in the world and compare them.
I'd like to change all the light bulbs.
Why? talking about light bulbs, I've got this lovely old light I've just found up in the loft. A sort of 20s kind of light with a... anyway, it's nice. But it needs one of these light bulbs with the prongy things on. Can you still get those?
Yeah, of course you can. You can get LED replacements that look like that.
Oh, good. Right. And apparently, because I haven't done anything to this house since we moved in, really, apparently the bulbs in the ceiling in the kitchen
are
very old. No, they're not gas Pratt features, no. They're very old, according to the electrician came in, and in danger of setting fire to the house, so I need to take them out and replace them with LEDs.
That sounds like a job making a job.
Well, is it? Because I had a little feel, and they were quite hot.
Yeah, they're the halogen ones, brighter.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the ones, about 10 years ago, I mean, everybody had lights put in the ceiling, didn't they?
Yeah, and they only last about a week, and then they blow, and then you replace them.
Yeah, well, apparently if I put LED ones in, they'll last forever.
They won't last forever. They last for about 6 months to a year, and then they blow.
Well, I've had lights up in my kitchen now for about 2 years, and none of them have blown. Well, one or two have.
Do you turn them on?
I beg your pardon?
Do you turn them on?
I thought you were being rude. Apparently I do turn them on, yeah. Anyway, I've decided I'm going to replace the bulbs because it was getting quite hot.
Pound Stretch, are they good to have a good deal on LED bulbs?
Yeah.
So you can get like 10 for a fiver.
Really? Because this electrician bloke told me they were really expensive.
No. Go to Screwfix. There's an advert for you.
Oh, I like Screwfix. Yeah, you can get all sorts of stuff there, can't you?
Not everything, but you're not going to get anything from the red light district from there. You get some red light bulbs, though.
Why did you bring that up?
You said you can get everything from there. You can't, can you?
Oh, right, okay. I've just got this... I just changed my car. And I found in the car, because I never look at all the stuff in cars, but I downloaded Spotify onto my iPhone, and the car can pick it up and play music.
So you're paying for Spotify?
No, I get it free.
How do you get it free?
Well, I just downloaded the app.
It's not free.
Yeah, it is.
It might be for the first 2 or 3 months, but then it'll start charging you.
Well, it can't charge me because I haven't given them any details. Well, how can it charge me?
It does. It's a subscription thing.
Yeah, but I haven't given them any bank details, so it can't.
Well, no, it'll just stop working, won't it?
Oh, fine, I'll do something. I'll download it again and pretend to be new. I mean, it does have these aggravating little commercials, though.
Ah, okay, right. So you're not the you're just getting the freebie version which has adverts in it. Yeah, if you pay, you don't get any adverts.
All right, okay. Should I pay?
It's actually not too bad, Spotify.
What could I do? What else? I like music in the car, and I'd looked around the car and I said to the bloke, there's no CD player in this car. And he said, no, they don't come with those anymore.
No, Spotify. Yeah, Spotify's okay. I mean, yeah, because you can get yourself an Amazon Alexa and then put Spotify on that, and then you'd have music in the house then for free.
Oh, according to one of my grandchildren, I could go and buy a little blue Bluetooth speaker, but I could just play them through that, and it'd be easy. I just downloaded this app and then realised that I can just go through the, like I had Bob Marley playing on the way home from the radio station last night.
And the Wailers.
Yeah, and them as well.
Have you put the app on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, that would work, yeah. You use your phone and the Bluetooth speakers, that would work.
I mean, look, I'll just demonstrate for you. Oh, right, stop. Why did it stop?
You haven't paid your subscription.
Yeah, you're listening to UB40. Red, red wine. I'd be a DJ at this rate.
I saw them once.
so have I. Right, so anyway, what do people... So this is the interesting thing. So when I had it comes up on the screen in the car and it says albums, something else... And podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the top of it, it's got James Whale Radio Show.
No.
So are we on Spotify? You're taking all the f***ing money and I didn't know.
Shit. No. It's just a coincidence. I don't know how it got
no,
there.
No. Let me have a look at this because I'm pretty sure, yeah, you can get them on Spotify. And I was just wondering how. Hold on, let me have a look over here. My phone's making a noise.
We're not
my library, favourite songs I like. I haven't done any of this, so how come it's got a playlist, artists, albums? Ah, podcasts.
We're not on Spotify.
Podcasts you've liked, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I just wonder what sort of stuff people did on podcasts. What's this all about? Munro Bergdorf on... Oh, no, I don't want to see that. God, they're all rather dull, aren't they? Philosophize this. Have you ever heard of these?
I have now.
Never mind. Anyway, I'll play around with that. So, how come our podcast is on Spotify?
Oh, don't be daft. You're just imagining
things.
No,
I'm not being daft. It is. And where's the money? I sent you a bloody check the other day for something I wanted. You said, we haven't got any money.
Yeah.
I can't keep doing this. If we can't make money out of doing this, what is the point? What are all these people who do these podcasts and go to swanky studios and record them, and then they have, artwork done for how come we're not making any money out of this when I keep bumping into loads of people who listen to it and they say it's very funny? I say, shit, I just sit there in my house getting upset, annoyed, talking about bollocks, and all I ever hear when I turn it on is a load of beeps. Because you silly cunt, you beep everything out. I mean, I thought this was the one place where I could actually express myself and not worry about the f**kers at Ofcom.
You can...
Fucking hell.
You can express yourself. I haven't got the camera on.
I beg your pardon? Really? My nose is... You know when you get a cold and it's the end of the cold and it just begins to pour out of every orifice?
Out of your nose, yeah.
And your eyes and your ears.
Okay.
Well, it does with me. Ah, dear.
Do you cough when you...
Right. I beg your pardon?
Do you cough,
do I
when,
cough
you...
when I come?
Well, do you?
I've never noticed.
I was going to say, do you cough when you put them cotton buds in your ear?
I don't put anything smaller than my elbow in my ear.
You don't put much in your ear then, do you?
That's the whole point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we can forget all of this. You could just cut this all out because I can't think that we can do this. Brilliant. We'll talk about some sensible stuff. I don't think I need to do a New Year message because all the same, people make New Year's resolutions. It's just we move on. Let's forget last year. Fuck it. And get on with the next one. Let's hope everybody actually gets to do a little better than they did last year. One of the main talking points on my program that contains absolutely no obscenities on talk radio Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10. Although I'm doing Drive a couple of times and I'm doing some weekend shows. I'm a bit worried about doing the weekend shows because one of them I hand over to some people called the Badass Women, which I have to say is one of the most appalling things I've ever heard on the radio. Just a bunch of women squawking.
I can't comment.
No. Just about how terrible men are, usually. Never mind about all this stuff. What I wanted to know was what do normal people do in their podcasts? Because it can't just be people sitting around talking bollocks like this, can it?
It's mostly bollocks, yeah.
Yeah. You see, I want to talk about, over the Christmas, we weren't on last week, were we? Happy Christmas.
And we done
what
that.
What a dead loss Christmas is, isn't it?
Yeah, it just came and went.
Yeah, it's a bit like your sex life.
I don't think it ever came.
It has done twice, let's be honest. Oh, dear, if I have to listen to another religious pillock going on about the birth of their fictitious friends and everything else, it just drives me insane. I'm beginning to think that they are, I mean, obviously you've got the mad Muslims who want to go around killing everybody and everything else, but nothing that the Christians haven't done back in history themselves. But quite often when I talk to one of these evangelical Christians, they are far more sort of aggravating than you talk to a staunch Muslim who quite happily say, look, nobody says you've got to believe in it. You don't have to believe in it. We love everybody, even if you don't believe in it, and it's all fine and everything else. And Christians go on, oh, no, you've got to, yes, you know. I can't stand any of it, really, to be honest. It aggravates the hell out of me.
I can tell.
I talked to the Bishop of Manchester on the radio show the other day. And he was, I could tell, it's interesting. You know when you've got under somebody's skin and they're getting really annoyed with you. And so then he turned on me and he said, "So what do you do? I beg your pardon. What do you do? What have you done for people? Do you volunteer? Have you volunteered? Christians volunteer. They help people out. What have you done?"
You do a free podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. I do everything for free as far as I can see. Other people charge for their podcast. Why am I doing this for free?
Nobody charges for their podcast.
Yeah, they do. People tell me, "Oh, yes, you have to have subscription to ours."
It's not really a podcast then, is it?
What is it?
Well, that's just a subscription audio service.
Well, what is this?
This is a podcast.
Well, I thought this was a radio show.
Well, it goes out on the radio as well, so therefore it's a radio show and a podcast. Radio stations pay.
Yeah. The same as a cup of coffee in Pret-a-Manger.
Yeah. What more do you
want? Well, that's what you tell me. I might have to have you investigated because I think you're ripping me off.
I wouldn't dream of ripping you off.
No, I'm on Spotify. I've seen my name.
There's another James Whale. It's
bollocks.
It's something to do with Frankenstein.
Rubbish. I bet you've sold this all over the place and I don't know about it. Anybody knows anything about Rob, get in touch. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. That's my email. Email me, JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. I wanted to talk about this ridiculous... You know, here we are, this time of year, everybody's going on about how wonderfully Christian they are or Islamic or whatever. And here we are, top news story of people risking their lives to get to this country in little rubber boats. And everybody's saying, well, they're men. Well, yes, they are men. Most of them, predominantly men, probably sent here by their families, probably told, see if you can go find somewhere to live, find a job, and then call for us. Why not? Wouldn't we do the same? And don't start saying, have them in your bedroom. You know, the people who are racist in this country really fucking worry me. Because every time I meet a racist, I realise that it's like some kind of illness. Homophobic racists. Gosh, there's loads of religious people like that. Don't like gay people. Don't like people having sex out of marriage. Don't like people who don't believe what they believe. Gosh, sounds like religion, doesn't it, really? No wonder I don't like religion of all its forms. But I'm, okay, people, if this country, I think I put this out on Twitter, if this country was falling apart, if we were being bombed out of existence by an enemy, if our towns and streets had been reduced to rubble and we were living in shelters in our garden sheds under slabs of concrete with no running water, with all kinds of diseases running rampant, with our children dying in our arms in the street, would you not be doing anything to get away from here? And would you not be trying to go to a country where they spoke the same language as you? And people say, well, you're in France, you're safe. France is a great country. I love France. But, you know, unless you speak French, it can be very, very daunting. And the French, quite rightly, in my opinion, do not bend over backwards to help people who don't speak their language. Maybe we shouldn't have made the mistake there. People come to this country, if you speak the language, we should welcome them in. And if you come to this country and you need to be looked after, we will look after you. But the people who stand around and say, well, we should send them back. I don't care if the kids die. If a couple of their kids die, it'll dissuade them from coming. As I heard one moronic old fucker saying, wake up. We live in a world. Individual countries have no real place. The smaller the planet gets, we're all in it together. And you cannot. And this should be learned. This lesson should be learned by those idiots that are very proud to say they're members of UKIP. You notice that my good friend Nigel Farage has kicked UKIP into the long grass. He doesn't want to be associated with anymore. And are you surprised? Because all they seem to want to do is, we can do everything ourselves. We don't want to be bothered with anyone else. Rubbish. We live on a small planet. Get over it. And let's hope that this next year we cease trying to tell women what they should be able to do or not do with their bodies. If a woman decides she doesn't want to have a pregnancy, she should be able to get rid of it as soon as possible, as easily as possible, as less stressful as possible. And if two people of the same sex wish to get married, wish to live together, then it has got fuck all to do with anybody else. I had some bloke, what's his name? One of my regular religious callers on my radio show on Talk Radio come on and go on about sodomy. They love it, don't they? They love to go on about sodomy. In fact, you'll notice that these religious people love to go on about other people's sex life, usually because they're not getting enough themselves. God didn't make the anus for pleasure. Well, I don't know. A lot of people sit in the loo reading newspapers for ages. It must be quite entertaining. Don't you?
I do.
Well, there we are. Anyway, I just thought a little more tolerance from everybody would be a jolly good thing. All right, you got us into this mess. I'm not saying the European Parliament is great. It's not. Parliaments generally are pretty useless because they are so worried about what they're doing. They're not actually concentrating on the big picture and making things work. Just look at our health service. Look at our armed forces. Look at our police struggling because politicians are frightened to do anything because they might offend some people. They don't want to do that. I don't feel you're producing this program very well because I feel I'm just rattling on about nothing. So why don't we play some music?
We got some music this week.
Yeah, okay. This is Rats and Love at the Community Centre. Oh, I could tell you stories about that. So there we are, the Rats and Love at the Community Centre. Love at the Community Centre. Community centres are good for love, aren't they? What's this other story? But Taunton, a library drag queen children's story event has sparked outrage. Why? I mean, what is the difference between the pantomime dame and the drag queen?
One's a bit more adult.
So, presumably the drag queen isn't there in stocking suspenders with whips and stuff like that.
Well, I imagine so.
Don't be ridiculous. In a library, they've got a man dressed as a woman, right?
A drag queen dressed as a woman, yeah. Well, the drag
that
queen.
Is a man dressed as a woman. Yeah, okay? I know you live on the Isle of Anglesey, and I know you don't get out very much, but that's basically what a drag queen is a man dressed as a woman, right?
Lily Savage.
What?
Lily Savage. Paul O'Grady.
What about Lily Savage?
Well, that's a drag queen, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'm just giving the listeners a mental image what a drag queen looks like.
The listeners are far sight fucking more intelligent than you are. They know what drag queens are. I'm just making this for you because you live on the Isle of Anglesey.
Right. We don't have many around here.
You don't have anything much around there. I'm surprised you manage... Anyway, never mind. Right. So here's this... it could be Lily Savage, of course. Paul doesn't do Lily Savage anymore, I don't think.
Occasionally he bursts into a little bit.
Does he? Right, okay. But anyway, if Lily Savage was sitting in a library reading stories to young children, I don't understand what the problem is.
Not been a problem for years, but apparently this year there has been.
But what sort of stupid twat has complained?
I don't know. It's just, some idiots.
Well, you put the story in the running order, and I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen the story. I'd like to find out more.
Oh, I would have thought you would have known about it.
I haven't heard about him. Where did you see him?
I was trawling the internet looking at news stories to talk about.
Really? Did you see the story of me and Ash in the Express yesterday about calling the Labour Party a cult?
You did say cult then. I don't have to beep that out.
Why, did you think I said
yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say or said, yes.
Yeah, that's a really bad word, isn't it?
Cult. Yeah, that one's bad.
Why is that worse than dick?
Because Dick is a name. You can call someone Dick, can't you? It's Richard, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't call but someone a cunt.
But if, with this in our mind, I was to say, that's a very nice pussy sitting over there on the wall, would laugh.
That's okay, yes, you can say that.
And beaver.
Yeah, beavers.
Because, there are beavers, aren't there, out there? Aren't beavers part of the scouting organisation?
They're the young beavers, yes.
So the whole point I'm making is that it's apparently more offensive to mention a word or a slang word about a woman's private parts than it is about a man's. And that's, I'm just trying to ask the question, why?
It's like the Holy Grail, isn't it, really?
What? Is that a euphemism? Let me look at your Holy Grail. Really? I see. Okay. I mean, I don't know whether it's up on our website, YouTube channel, whatever, but I did a TV show some years ago called The F***ing Cunt Show.
Yes, that's up on YouTube. You did the top 10 swear words.
And is it?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we were going to call it The F***ing Cunt Show. Maybe we didn't. But we got dispensation from the governing authority. I don't think it was Ofcom at the time, something else. And we were allowed to use it. But I found it really difficult on live television to actually say those words.
Strange, yeah, it's easy to do it on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting in my my office in my house, and I don't think of this as work because you don't pay me for doing it.
I'm not supposed to pay you for doing it, though, am I?
Yeah, you are. Somebody is. And then, it's recorded, isn't it? So actually, I'm not sitting here doing this when I'm doing it. And so whoever put it out and allowed all the fucking obscenities in it to go out is going to be held responsible.
Spotify.
Fuck off. You've kept the money, haven't you? You have kept the money.
That's not true. I haven't kept the money at all. I mean,
spent the money. Yes. Okay. Anyway, going back to what I was saying before. So, as you're going to beep out the word cunt, Let me just explain where that came from, because we had a professor of English on that particular program. You can find the clip and you can put it in. And the word cunt came from the City of London. There was a street in London, I think it disappeared in the fire of London, called Great Cunt Street. And Great Cunt Street was where all the ladies of the night would work.
Ah.
You could check that out.
What, you want me to go and check out Great Cunt Street?
No, you could check out that the story is right.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant you were going to send me down to London to go and...
It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, what's it called now?
I've no idea, because when the Great Fire happened, everything was burnt and went away, didn't it? But this is what the professor of English from, I think it was Cambridge University, explained. He came on to explain the origin of these words, because I said, you know, everybody gets upset about these words. And he said, but he came on with great passion, you know, like some professors do. He said, but these are wonderful words. They've existed for years, James. And you might say, you know, I don't like that person over there. And you might say, I don't like that person over there because, he said, but if you say, I don't like that fucking person, that one small word has an enormous amount of power if it's used in the right way.
Twat Avenue, that's what it's called now.
That's just ridiculous. You made that up, you pillock. There's no such place. Listen, why don't you do, I don't know, whatever you do, do the bloody, what's it, because it's nearly time for me to go to the pub.
Tech talk.
Yeah, that's the bit people hate most of this podcast.
Yeah, they do, yeah. They complain about it endlessly. Yeah. It's not my fault.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not your fault?
Well, it would be amazing, you know, if I was left to do it by myself without any interruption, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you carry on. I'll do something else. You carry on. I'm not going to interrupt you. Go on.
The video game market is actually more profitable than the video and music market combined in the UK. If you've got an Android phone with Skype... I'm thinking of PRS. We could have to... All that money we don't get, we're going to have to pay out. Desmond Dekker and the something or other one.
Aces.
Aces? Yeah. Was it the Aces?
Yeah.
Mm. No, it's not Desmond Dekker and the Aces, is it?
It's Desmond Dekker and the Aces, you pillock. Yes. Get on. Can you look? I'm doing a bit of music over in the corner while you do your boring tech talk. Get on with it.
There's more computers using Windows 10 than Windows 7. Oh, have you heard about the moon landing thing? I'm involving you now.
Sorry. Okay. What?
Can you put your phone to one side?
Hang on. I can't turn it off. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
Right, okay, fine, yeah. Okay, that's good. Right. What were you saying? I thought you wanted to do this on your own.
I can't do it on my own. For some reason, there's something stopping me.
Right, go on. What did you ask? I wasn't listening.
I was saying, did you hear about this other moon landing that happened recently?
You mean the one that happened, unlike the one the Americans pretended to happen but recorded it in a big studio somewhere? Yeah. The Chinese landed on the dark side of the moon. Actually, I can tell you about that. It has absolutely nothing to do with the moon landing. Pink Floyd paid China an enormous amount of money just to get some free advertising for the album.
I was going to say there is no dark side of the moon. It's just the far side now because there's still light there.
Yeah, I know, but it's always been called the dark side of the moon.
Right.
We must have had pictures of it before, surely. We've had satellites fly around it, so why is everybody excited about it? I couldn't give a shit, to be honest.
Do you wonder if the Chinese are going to drive their little thing around the other side of the moon and have a look at the original moon landing that definitely did happen?
It didn't happen, you know that. You said it on this program. You said it, the moon landing never, ever happened.
Yeah, that episode strangely disappeared. I don't remember that.
Why not?
Of course they landed on the moon. Don't be daft.
No, you somebody threatened you, didn't they? And I'd like to know who threatened you, because if they threaten you, they threaten me.
Okay.
And then that isn't good. And you know people who cause me trouble. You know what happens to them.
Yeah, the black limo with the Mickey Mouse on it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, I was having a bit of a go at Mike Graham, who I work with on talk radio.
Yeah.
And just winding him up, which he's fine about it, you know, because it's what we boys do. But some of his followers got really upset. One was very rude to me on social media.
Oh, I get upset when people, you know, annoy you and upset you. I get very upset.
Yeah, I wouldn't get upset because you've noticed that these people just don't come back.
That is true. They just all disappear.
Yeah. Funny that.
That car must, you know, use a lot of petrol.
It's my finger.
What?
My finger does it.
Finger. How does your finger do it?
I just go on their websites or their Twitter sites and I press mute.
Oh, you don't send them the black limo with the Mickey Mouse then?
A few.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the preference for knocking them off? How do they do it?
You take them to Disneyland and they have such an appalling time, they agree to do whatever you want. And when you say, I just don't want to hear from you again, they say, right, okay, fine by me, and they go.
I must admit, this is an anti-advert now. I've been seeing a lot of Disney adverts on the telly recently, and they're shit. I wouldn't want to go there.
Yeah, yeah. Mind you, they are also very litigious.
Rill's better than Disneyland, by the looks of things.
Very, very litigious.
Now that you say it, Disneyland, yeah, it was just those clips, I think, because I've definitely seen clips that make it look really, really good. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there to check it out myself, because I'm sure it's just bad directing of their adverts, really. Yeah.
I'm more of a Centre Parks man myself.
Yeah, but it's not as good as Disneyland. Disneyland is the place to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right, yeah.
Could we get on with this f***ing twat? Talk or whatever you do.
We're finished. We do films.
Oh, yeah, that's as exciting. Can you? Yeah, I haven't got any films to watch, by the way.
Holmes and Watson, I've been to see that.
Yeah.
And everyone gave it 1 star. It's got something like 3% in Rotten Tomatoes or something. It's like the worst film ever. I actually enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah. it's like a Carry On movie. It's that bad. It's
I couldn't stand that. I could not stand that. Did you see the Bross documentary?
I did.
I went to the
BBC. It was broadcast on the BBC for free.
Yeah. Well, the BBC actually put a lot of money into it to making the documentary. They financed a lot of it, so it was always going to go on to the BBC first before it went anywhere else. It's an excellent piece of work, really, not just because they're my friends, but because I think it shows how difficult and how traumatic fame can actually be.
It was very sad in parts.
Yeah, it was very sad. But they had a very sad life, but nobody actually prepares people for suddenly becoming hugely famous. Same thing happened to the Beatles, but not so much. In fact, Bross, at the height of Bross's fame, they probably had more hysteria surrounding them than the Beatles.
Yeah, obviously superseded now by One Direction.
Oh, no, come on, admit to everybody, you're a Little Mix fan.
Oh, I am a Little Mix fan. I've been to see them in concert. That was awesome.
That's almost perverted.
Right, moving on.
Sorry, I'm just checking out something.
So, yeah, the Bross thing, that's on iPlayer at the moment. I think it's on there for another 30 days or so.
Yeah.
So if you
it's worth seeing. It's here, whether you were a fan of Bross or not, it is actually worth seeing. And Luke's transition from being the drummer at the back to being a huge movie star in America, he's made, I think, upwards of 100 movies in America. The majority of which you don't come over here, but, you know, things like Blade and Hellboy and things like that, of course, did.
War Pigs, that came over here.
Yeah. Did you see that in the end?
No, I didn't.
You should watch that because his characterization of an American army officer, I think, is exceptionally good.
I'll stream it later when, not later, but, you know, in a few days' time.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And you can send me some more movies as well.
Oh, I got some for Christmas. I've watched most of them already, so I've got loads of unwanted gifts, so I'll send them down to you.
Oh, good. Thank you. That's how we hang. We give each other gifts we don't want anymore. Right, okay, so should we do the questions or is that superfluous to need now? Because I don't think you can put any of this shit out.
Well, we need to put something out, so let's do the questions.
All right.
Lindy Fleetwood.
By the way, in case you, I always say at the end of these podcasts for over 5 years, however long we've been doing it, that if you have a question you would like me, because I know the answer to everything, all you have to do is just send us your questions. You can go on Facebook, on Twitter, even on Instagram, and send them all. You can send me an email at jamesweilradio@gmail.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, it's only taken 5 years. And, of course, we've got the website with some of my old TV shows on there and various other things. And if you're really lucky, well, you could buy one of my autobiographies that's now, what, 10 years old?
A bit older than that.
Is it?
Yeah, didn't you release it in 2006?
Seems like only yesterday I did that. Well, right.
It might be 10
years. I can remember writing it.
Did you write it?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I wrote it. A mate of mine, Sean Hudson, who's a horror writer, I haven't seen him for about 10 years, lost touch with him, funnily enough. He knocked it into some sort of shape.
Oh. Can I make a request for more music? Because we're running dry on the music. So if you've got an MP3, you can send it to me. And if it's crap, we might play it. But give us permission to play because we don't pay.
You take all the money for everything. I've just realised what's going on here.
Lindy
Fleetwood. Do the fucking questions.
Lindy Fleetwood.
Hello, Lindy. She's always, she's good. She's a fan.
She's a fan, okay.
She's a fan, yeah. I'm doing all this coming week. I don't know when you're listening to this, but this coming weekend I'm on Talk Radio 4 till 7 in the afternoon as well.
Okay, well, she asks, why give a shipping contract to an outfit that has no ships and uses a takeaway restaurant terms and conditions?
Because the government and the civil service of this country are becoming more and more ineffectual and stupid. And, of course, this company has been employed in the case that we have a no-deal Brexit, and nobody thought it was ever going to come to that. But it does look as if it might. We are going to have to suffer here more than most because we're going to be clogged up with people trying to get in and out of the country. They've already been measuring up fields up and down the M20 to see if they can build massive car parks. It ain't happening. Will somebody stop texting me while I'm on the air? Oh. Okay. Carry on.
Colin Geldard.
Yes, Colin.
Why are so many people missing their doctor's appointments? In 2018, 2,303 missed appointments in our local surgery. That's 9 every day. So goodness knows what the nationwide figure is.
Because they don't pay for it. If people paid for something, they would respect it more. And we ought to start charging for people to visit their GP.
Yeah, but all that would happen then is people would just be screaming down the phone, refusing to pay or asking for a refund.
We're so weak in this country.
Well, we are usually when we go to the doctors, yeah.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
No, it's all right. It's empty. I nearly had a cup of coffee over all the equipment.
Oh, my heart.
Did you hear that?
He died then.
I hit it and it spun round.
I was just thinking of all that equipment going up the smoke.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Okay. Next question.
Dan Saunders. How does the Chinese lander cast a shadow on the dark side of the moon?
I've no idea. Oh, I thought it was a joke.
No, it's a serious question.
Oh, it's not a joke. Oh, well, because it's not, we've already answered this, haven't we? It's not the dark side. There is light on the other side, so obviously it's going to cast a shadow. Come on. I thought that was a joke. It was the way you phrased it, Pillock.
I could do it like a joke. How does the Chinese lander cast a shadow on the dark side of the moon?
Yeah. Can we hurry up? Because I've got to go somewhere and I've noticed what the time is. Come on.
Okay. Always one related. Colin Bates. If the Chinese send a rocket to the moon, why do they need 47 million in foreign aid?
Well, I've no idea why they need, and I have no idea why we send them foreign aid, and I have no idea why everybody gets excited. We're going to do great deals with the Chinese. No, we're not. Get on.
Chris Beddoes. Is political correctness killing comedy?
No, I think it was Ricky Gervais who said, people, and I retweeted it, people say you can't joke about things. Of course you can. Some people might not like them. Some people might find it funny, and that's the way it is. Who gives a fuck?
Did he use that last bit of the sentence?
He did.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, then.
He's always saying fuck on his tweets.
Steve Mitchell, is Seaborne a reputable pizza delivery company?
I've never heard of them, and I don't suppose many of us will hear of them in the future.
Lucy Joanne Badman.
Lucy Badman.
Adam Bolton, Sky News, has written that we should not give to beggars, but give to charity. I agree, but what are your thoughts?
I don't give to beggars, I must admit, because most of them seem to be drunk. I did give somebody a sandwich once, and they threw it at me.
Michael Comerford, what's on the menu in the Whale household this week?
Curry.
You going to make a curry or you going to buy a curry?
I haven't decided yet. Well, I'm working all weekend, so probably buy it.
Do you want to give an advert for your local curry house?
The Raj of Kent.
There we are. Go there.
Yeah.
Say that Jane
Say
sent
I
you.
Say I sent you.
Yeah. You'll get 10% off.
If you pick it up yourself.
Yeah, I think you get 10% off everywhere, don't you, if you pick it up yourself?
Shh. Right, I've got to go. I've got a couple of things. I've got to go and pick up the dog shit out of the garden, and then I've got to have a shave, and then I need to drive off to the studios.
I'd have a shave first.
Why?
Just in case you don't wash your hands properly.
Oh, you are disgusting. Right, I've got to go. Anything else you want?
Some more money, please.
What?
Some more money, please.
No, that's exactly where I'm going. You sort out how much you owe me and send me a check in the next day or so.
Okay, I can do that.
Good. All right. Right, that's it. Don't forget, Talk Radio Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10. Absolutely no obscenities there, just sweetness and light beaming out to the nation. Tell your friends, of course. The podcast is here, available exactly where you found it. And check out the website. There is 5 years' worth. You could listen to it for how many hours are there in a week? You probably listen for well over a week non-stop.
Yeah, that's probably right, actually. Yeah, you can.
That would do your head in, wouldn't it? Yeah. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of me just talking bollocks.
That's given me an idea. I could sell the podcast to the SAS.
As a torture?
Yeah.
Yes. Forget waterboarding, whale boarding.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.